systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Monday, March 2nd, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Braden.
And this is our motherfucking shit. Thank you so much for checking out episode number 161. This is the Jam Hole. We do live shows every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whenever the fuck we feel like it, because it's our shit. How the fuck are you doing, S.A.?
Pretty good, Holmes. How you doing?
Oh, word. Holla at your boy. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday night show.
Whoa.
Pardon.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine.
Of course.
And how are you?
Ask her how she's doing.
Yeah, you guys totally leave me out.
It's not just you and me anymore.
I'm not important.
I know. I'm not used to having that third person there, even though we just got done having sex.
Well, I'm great. Cool. Thanks for asking, Matt.
If you guys saw the jamhole.com/Twitter, you will have seen the apology of why the show was late. I got molested on the way.
His fault. Totally.
Right. And then I had to take a shower to wash the stank off me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
Outcast, some stank on you. So, yeah, if you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can go there, type shit, we'll read it on the show, or you can give us a call. We have a live phone line number, 406-204-4687, or you can Skype the Jamhole, all lowercase, all one word, if you're international. Because, you know, this isn't just the local thing.
No, it's not.
This is from the East Coast to the West Coast.
It's the whole
the
world.
North Pole to the South Pole,
right?
All over the place,
wherever the internet is,
everywhere,
wide world, motherfucking wide, like Dr. Dre said. So, oh fuck, we got a lot of voicemails. I doubt we'll be able to play any of them tonight because
we got a lot of show,
a whole lot of fucking shit tonight.
I just want to let you all know that we do care about your voicemails,
and we
appreciate every one of them.
We listen to each and every one of your voicemails,
and we
love you all. We think you're all very, very funny, and if we were to play all of them, we would be out of a job. So, yeah.
That may be part of why we don't.
Real quick, before we get into some shit here, thejamhole.com/donate. The two shirts for $20 deal is over. So thank you to everyone that purchased their double toil and trouble shirts.
How many people was that?
Like 10 at least. We're
Damn.
Almost
really?
Out of shirts. Yeah.
That's sweet.
So,
wow.
As for now, until the rest of the shirts are gone, thejamhole.com/donate. Toss us $20. You'll get a shirt. They look a little something like this. Not as sexy because I won't be wearing it, but hey, you know, you take what you can get. You know what that's all about. Settle in.
You gotta settle every once
in a little house on the
take
prairie
what you
style.
Can get.
So yeah, we are going to New York April 13th through the 20th. So if you guys are in the area or you're close to that area, you can come on out. We'll be there. More info will be posted on the site as we know it, mostly on thejamhole.com/forums. If you do listen to the show and you like it, you should go there, sign up. It's free. That's where we hang out. That's our community. Other than that, thejamhole.com, you can find everything else there. This is a podcast. We talk. You laugh. It's good. I love it.
It's good.
So, the other day, back in sixth grade, the school I went to, I was kind of thinking about this the other day. I totally forgot about it until the other day. But when I got to sixth grade, I was at Trinity Lutheran School here in Kalispell, Montana. And up to that point, everything was just kind of normal, like, you know, school subjects, math, reading, writing, arithmetic, all that shit. Mm-hmm. When we got to sixth grade, we were introduced to this thing called real world math. Did you guys ever do anything like that?
Never heard of
no.
it.
I think this totally set me up for complete and utter failure
real
in life.
World math?
Real world math.
Shouldn't all no, math be that?
This is what happens yeah. when numbers stop being polite, okay? So basically what it was, we were divided up into groups, and each group was given a real-world scenario of sorts,
okay.
And there was four groups. Everyone was divided up into these groups, and the group I was in, well, here, I'll just tell you all the groups. One of them was a family. with two kids, two jobs, a savings account, like just a normal thing.
Right. You were given, average Joe family.
Exactly. You were given a certain amount of money. You were given a certain amount of bills, out money coming in, money going out. You had to balance that, feed your kids, you and your wife, all that. That was group one. The second group was a single guy living with his parents in the garage. His parents have a garage. He lives there. He pays a little bit of rent to his parents. The only thing he was allowed to eat was fast food. So you had to figure out how to budget. You worked at fast food, and you had to figure out how to budget all of this stuff. The third group...
And that set you up to fail?
Well, just hold on. The third group was a college grad who is just graduating. Kitty, I will fuck your shit up! Excuse me. We have a cat.
Love that cat.
Yeah, sometimes. So, yeah.
Why don't you show him your new...
Oh, my cat
scar.
Scratch fever. I don't know if you can see that. That's from the cat. Fucking slut. So, yeah, the third group, you were a college grad, and you're trying to pay back all your student loans and stuff.
Trying. And then, emphasis on trying.
Exactly. And like I said, each group was given a budget, expenses, debits and credits, stuff like that. And then the fourth group was, it was a family. It was a husband and a wife who just lived on credit cards. And they had, like, one job between them. And just by random fucking chance, the group I was in was the kid that lived at home in his parents' garage eating fast food the whole time and shit like that.
That
and,
sucks.
Like, it didn't occur to me till I started thinking about it. And I'm like, man, that's exactly where I kind of ended up.
Yeah,
and
at least for a while.
Yeah, but, like, still, I don't eat here. I eat out every fucking
day.
But
you have your own place.
Exactly. But I'm saying the whole idea of it, I don't know. I'd be interested to see what ended up of the other kids that were in the different groups.
Yeah.
Are they in a relationship where they have two kids and they're trying to pay back this shit? Like, I don't know. It almost seemed like because I was picked to be in that group just randomly, that's kind of where...
That set you up?
Yeah, it's kind of where I took my
life. I don't know about that.
So I don't know if everybody else ended up in those positions. It just seemed really weird to me that I kind of followed that same path I lived.
Yeah, but considering where we live and just our environment, it's pretty easy to go down that path.
It's pretty common.
Yeah.
A lot of people
right.
do
Right,
well,
so. And that's why I was kind of curious to see if everyone else ended up with, you know, the ones that went to college, if they're still doing that thing.
Or
and
living off credit cards.
If everyone else that was in my group ended up, you know, doing what I did
right.
and living at home for a while and eating fast food all the time. And, like, we didn't take it seriously at all. Grant, we were in sixth grade and
shit. Yeah, you don't really give a fuck.
We're like, okay, so we can survive on eating just fries one day, 99-cent menu shit.
Right.
Like, we really had it down to a science. And it kind of seemed like, as I grew up, that's kind of what I was doing.
You're like, you know you can survive on that bare minimum of that, so you just go with
that. It seemed like there was a good amount of time there to where all I was eating was 99-cent junior bacon cheeseburgers.
That's true.
Ketchup only, Wendy's.
Holy
you fucking
fuck.
Twat turd bitch.
Fucking retards.
God, I was fucking
They need like a picture of you just to hang up in there.
They do.
Just so they know that when this guy
Warning.
Comes up and orders, there better be ketchup
this
only
This is your
on
fucking
it.
Motivation, bitch, and if you fuck this shit up, you're done. You are fucking done. Oh, fuck. So, let's get to the question of the week real quick while I'm thinking about
great.
It before I forget. This week, the week starting March 2nd, is Stereo Radiation's turn. Now, this has gone from a podcast trifecta to a quadfecta, if you will.
It's almost a full-blown orgy.
It fucking ain't right, dude. Two dicks and a twat away from it, and we're there. But the fourth podcast involved with this is called Ear Candy. I've never heard of them, never heard their show.
Me neither.
I guess we should probably look into that one of these days.
Probably. So, I haven't been listening to any podcast lately.
Really? I've just been listening to the same old DV, Keith and the Girl,
I go through periods where I'll listen to all of them and keep up for like a month, and then I'll just stop.
Yeah,
it
depends how long our shows are, because I always listen to ours first to make sure everything sounds, you know, coherent and whatnot. So, Stereo Radiation writes, okay, looks like it's our turn to come up with a question of the week, and we hope this one keeps the happy little train rolling. Woo, 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 choo-choo, poo-choo. Our question for your consideration.
Give it to me.
Would you rather drink a glass of wine?
No.
Now, All right. Well, it looks like you'll be sucking turds out of butt cheeks.
Yeah, actually, I already read that question, so I know.
And now I remember it. Well, now you hear part of it.
For the rest of the people, is it cool if I
go for it?
Are you sure?
Because
I don't want to interrupt.
It's cool.
I mean, if you have something important,
it's cool.
Go ahead.
I'm cool.
Continue.
How was your day?
My day was fine.
Okay. Are we good?
Was your day good?
Yeah.
Good enough to continue on?
Well, yeah, assuming I don't get interrupted again.
Right. Okay.
Are we cool?
We're cool.
Are you cool?
Continue.
How's your twat?
It's been better. It's seen better days. But it's good.
Fucking wrecked.
It can handle it.
Kidding! Oh, my God.
Fuck my
fucking
face.
Cat, man.
Later.
Anybody looking for a cat, email info at thejamhole.com. I'll ship we it can, to you. I'll overnight that.
Well,
baby.
Fuck. If you're fuck. Going to New York, we'll just fucking ship her with us.
Good idea. Okay. Would you rather drink a glass of wine? Shut the fuck up. Any wine you'd like. Just any wine. The blood of Christ, if you want.
That would be my choice.
Any wine you'd like. That had been inserted via catheter into a dude's bladder.
Excuse
and then
me?
Pissed into your glass.
Wait, what?
Whoa.
I had you up to a favorite bottle of wine.
To catheter? You lost me. Catheter?
Yeah,
what is that? Like
excuse
in the
me?
Pee hole? Okay. Yeah, so you take wine, you take a catheter, you take a dude's dick.
And you shove the catheter
right,
in
okay.
said dick.
No, it's inserted into the bladder and then out.
Right, and then
right,
he pisses
it out.
It out.
Via the dick hole.
Right.
Right. Okay. So,
Wow.
Or.
What's this next one gonna be? Yeah.
Or eat a Hershey's kiss from between a bus driver's butt cheeks. You have to retrieve it with your own mouth. This might have been a valid challenge for Double Dare, Mark Summers, you remember that shit?
Yeah, yes. Wow.
But it is just fodder for a bunch of filthy podcasts. Make the most
God.
Of it. We're looking forward to hearing what you do with it and to having fun with Ear Candy's entry next week. Capital Z and McG. Now, my question is, when he says Hershey Kiss, are we talking poop or are we talking like an
like
actual...
Like a candy.
Is that what
yeah,
he means?
Yeah, I hope.
Definitely.
Okay.
It's definitely the Hershey Kiss. And he has it, like, just right in his butt cheeks.
So, what
awesome.
Do you think?
Well, now, well,
I don't know. Fuck. That's hard.
Are we talking, like, at the end of the bus driver's shift or at the very beginning? Because, you know, there's a certain amount of freshness
right.
that
well,
you could
say,
expect from the beginning of the shift.
Let's just say he didn't shower before work, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Because he was all sweaty from
yeah,
the day before.
But is this going to be melted in between his butt cheeks?
True.
You're going to have to, like, lick it off?
Well, that's
what
I'm saying. Okay, hold on. So is the Hershey Kiss...
Right. Did it just get put in there, or has it been in there all day?
And then you have to yank it
yeah.
out real quick?
And it's all melted?
It been, is it marinating for the duration
right.
of the bus driver's day?
Yeah, because if it's been in his ass all day, it's going to be all melted. You're going to have to, like, slurp it out of his ass. I'm not
says,
doing that.
Vilichick says, I've seen some of the bus drivers around here. I'm going to go with wine.
I'm sticking with her boat. Okay,
so,
I'm on her side.
Well, there's... Let's overanalyze this as
right, well for sure
stereo
fuck.
Radiation tends to do.
so it's weigh the pros and cons of these.
Okay, so is the Hershey Kiss?
What's to say for the sake of this to
for
speed
the
things
sake
up
of argument
that it was just he just got off work. He inserted the Hershey Kiss, and you have to retrieve it right after he...
Just right then. Like
he puts it in there, gets it in there all nice and good.
And then you yank it out.
And then you gotta get it out.
It's not sitting in there.
No.
You don't have to go in there with a credit card and scrape it
all
out. Yeah,
because that'd be way too hard to be all melted. It wouldn't be a Hershey Kiss anymore. It'd just be chocolate.
That's what I'm wondering. Because if it's just like he puts it in real quick, and then you get it out, like the three-second rule. If it hits the ground... For 3 seconds, you're still good.
I don't think that counts with bus driver assholes.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's totally different.
I would also be curious, are we talking about the short bus, or is this a normal bus? Is it a bus driver for...
A Greyhound bus?
Aren't the bus drivers any different?
Well, is it a school bus driver?
I've seen some nasty school bus drivers.
That's what I'm saying. But
yeah,
like,
definitely.
Greyhound bus drivers, they would have a longer shift
right,
because
they're
driving like...
Long distance.
I wouldn't want a Hershey Kiss up my butt if I'm driving cross country 69.95, you know?
No way.
So, Okay, well, let's...
So there's that one.
Let's think about the catheter now. Okay. Is he just pissing it right into the glass?
Well, yeah,
well,
like,
I guess it says into the glass. Because right. I'm thinking, if it's out of the dick and into your mouth, then that'd be kind of gay.
No, it's like, yeah, he's... They're putting it through the catheter into the bladder, and then he's just peeing it out into, like, a wine glass
or whatever. So the wine isn't actually getting processed, so you're not actually drinking urine.
Well, there's probably urine in his bladder. Unless did he just pee first?
Right. Was the bladder completely evacuated prior to having...
Because if that's the case, I'm going with fucking wine. Well,
I don't really like wine, though.
Yeah, but at least... I don't like wine, but I don't like fucking dirty bus driver assholes either.
But
yeah. I'd definitely rather have some wine.
A Hershey Kiss has a lot of strong flavor. I think it would overwhelm any bus driver butthole.
No,
taste.
Because that smell is just going to kill everything.
Is the bus driver's ass clean shaven? Because I don't want to be like picking.
Yeah,
tubes
you're
going
to be picking. Most likely not. How many bus drivers do you know groom their assholes?
I don't know.
Wipe crap on me.
Okay, so I guess if I had to pick, I would probably go with... fuck my face.
I would really go with wine.
I really don't like wine, though.
Yeah, but I really don't like shitty assholes.
But I guess...
I like that way
if
less.
If it's any kind of wine, then, yeah, I could probably pick
I would
nice
totally pick some fruity wine.
A nice Pinot Gris, if you will.
Well, there is some wine that tastes pretty good. It just tastes like fruit.
There's some assholes that taste pretty good, too. So.
But no bus driver's asshole.
Are we talking the bus driver from South Park?
Now, what...
Sit down and shut up! I will kill this bunny!
She's pretty disgusting. Though.
I know.
I would not eat a Hershey Kiss out of her asshole.
No, not at all.
Now, I've went all the way from here to Florida on a Greyhound bus, and I've had a couple hot, like, bus driver chicks on the bus, too.
Is it a dude bus driver or a chick? Because if it's a chick bus driver, I'm eating asshole all day.
Oh, I'm eating that ass regardless of the Hershey Kiss in there or not.
Even if Hershey Kiss is code for a big old stinky turd, I'm eating that. Because
like,
I don't
spread it.
Eat her shit just to see where it came from.
I know. You see the turd cutter on that motherfucker?
Damn.
That's fun. All right, so final answer,
I'm going with wine.
Wine?
Yeah.
Danny.
I hate wine, but I'll have to go with wine.
Well, at least you're going to be shit-faced afterwards. No pun intended.
Oh! Yeah! Okay, well, I'm going to have to go with the Hershey Kiss, assuming that the bus driver is a female and that it is, like we said, a nice
Hershey Kiss.
She just put it up there, and I just... like bobbing for apples and shit, you know?
I'll put a Skittle in my butt crack if you get
I'll
that.
I'll do it right now.
Right now?
I'll do it right now. Fuck, bring it on.
No, I'm good.
I don't think so. Really?
I'll put them all in there.
Oh.
Come here!
That is not even on... Okay, now it's on camera.
He totally lost the Skittle in my ass.
Your ass is on camera.
He just ate my ass.
Ta-da! You're sitting on Skittles. Okay.
Yeah,
there's
thanks.
Probably some in her ass now.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, please hold. Here. Are you good?
Here's some Skittles.
Can I have those?
Taste the fucking rainbow.
Oh, I am. Holy shit. Like, aren't we good?
Oh, she just threw up a little.
Yeah. If I'm fucking you later and I feel like something all ribbed for her pleasure and it tastes like rainbow goodness.
If it tastes like fruit.
We know we didn't get them all out. Why are they all red?
Wow. Some Mensy sex there?
Mm-hmm.
High five.
Yeah. I wasn't taking a shower just because I was all sweaty.
Right.
Oh,
well, generally, the only time you do shower after sex is for said reason.
Right. Choking on bloody Skittles.
Fuck. Wait, why is your asshole bloody?
Well, I don't know. Why is your asshole bloody?
Jeez. Put a tampon in there or something.
Oh, fuck.
I did. He pulled it out.
Oh, right.
I threw it at you. I totally did, but it hit the door.
Wow.
Because it was kind of
sticky. I was like, oh, door, you just see it break his head.
She's like, you know I'm plugged. I'm like, that's fine. I'll take it out with my teeth. She's like, uh-uh. I'm like,
I knew.
Gone.
I was totally going to ask you if you I was totally going to ask you if you took it out with your teeth.
Well, fucking A.
I didn't even have to.
How else would you take out?
Yeah, I know. You might as well. I mean, since you're down there already.
I know.
I'm sorry, Viola chick. I'm totally grossing her out. It's hilarious.
Oh, she loves it. So.
She's like, wow.
Did I tell you about today?
No. Wait, did she give an answer? What would she do?
Yeah,
wine
she
or? Yeah, the wine. Oh,
okay.
The wine.
Okay. Okay. So we got that settled.
Right. So, did I tell you about today?
No, you didn't.
Today, I woke up at my boyfriend... Really, guys?
I knew it, Matt.
Today, I woke up at my boyfriend's place with grumbling stomach pains. Oh, Jesus.
Good God.
I left him in bed to go have explosive diarrhea in the bathroom next to his room. When I was done, I came back to bed and snuggled in next to his sleeping form, and he rolled over to whisper... I heard everything.
Oh,
fuck my life. Oh. That's kind of weird. I kind of did that last night. Like, I woke up in the middle of the night, and my stomach was just not happy. It was like, cool, Matt, how you really want to eat chocolate Rice Krispie Treats and Skittles before bed?
Well,
holy
shit, you...
enjoy this.
Yeah, have fun.
She's sleeping. I fucking go to the bathroom. I'm just like, oh, God. Like,
just letting
just
loose.
Cramps. Like, I'm on the rag now. Yeah. Just, oh, bleeding.
It's contagious.
It's all just tearing my ass apart, and I'm just like, fuck my life.
That's brutal.
Fucking, it was one, like, you wipe, and then I go into the kitchen, and I grab a paper towel, and I get it all wet, and then I drop my drawers, and then I wipe with that, and then I grab another paper towel, and then I pat it dry, and then I got back in bed and snuggled up, and she put her leg, like, right in my butt, and I'm like, okay.
That's kind of sore, but whatever.
That's fine. Today I noticed some of my things in my slob of a roommate's pile of clothes. I found 6 pairs of my underwear that had gone missing.
Six.
Six.
Six. How many do you need?
4, 5, 6. Bam, 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 bam. turns out she hasn't done laundry recently, so my underwear drawer was her own personal Victoria's Secret. Secret's out.
Not secret, sorry.
I hadn't even worn a pair yet. All 6 were stained. Fuck my life.
That sucks.
That's awful.
She's like,
I love watching the reaction.
I know, it's awful.
Awful.
Oh, fuck. That's awful.
Viola chick has the best reactions too. I love watching her. She goes all ape shit with it. She's like, holy crap.
The day I see
Come on, man.
I know.
The day I see someone puke from something we've said on camera is the day I'm just good. Like,
I'm
call it good right there.
I've accomplished everything I wanted
if I can make someone puke.
We have
like
finally
that.
Arrived.
Yes. That's
Hit
how
your
you know.
Goal.
Today I was walking when a man pointed a camera at me, so I decided to be bitchy about it and say, did I say you could take a picture? He replied with, no, but can you get the fuck out of the way so I can take one of my wife and kids? I turn around and they were right behind me. Fuck my life, I'm a raging bitch.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Today my room...
That is a raging bitch.
You're
man.
So vain, you so probably thought vain. I was taking a picture of you. You fucking slut.
So fucking vain.
Today, my roommate and I finally got fed up with this increasingly horrible stench that has been in our apartment for a few days now. Finally?
Fuck,
like,
yeah.
Day one, I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay, is that?
Go shovel out the cat box. Leaving it for our other roommates to handle, we selfishly left to get Yogurtland. Moments later, we both express that we haven't seen our cat in a while.
Hmm.
Fuck my life.
Oh my God.
Nothing like the smell of dead pussy
kitty.
To start your morning. Today I was laying with my girlfriend on the couch. I looked at her and says, you're so beautiful. How did I ever get you? She replied, I was drunk. Fuck my life.
I was
that
drunk.
Sucks.
Hey, don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to. That's
but
all.
They never learn.
You'd
never.
Think. 2 black eyes walking around still flapping their mouth. Never learn. Today.
God damn it. Really?
Stick around long enough, you'll learn. Today I came home after a party to my parents, who confronted me. House party. House Party 2.
House Party 3.
Fucking A.
Fucking A.
Hey, Racerhead. You remember Kid and Play?
Sadly.
Yes.
Sadly.
Yes. Wow.
I'm glad that's just in the past work instead.
Yeah, right. It came from the 80s. They said that my phone had made a pocket call to them, and they heard a good half hour of people talking about drugs and alcohol. I confessed at that point. I checked my phone after. I hadn't called them in 3 days. Fuck my life. You lied to me!
That sucks.
You just flapping your jaw. I'm sorry, Mom.
What were we just talking about?
Sex? No.
About flapping your mouth?
Yes, right. She wasn't told the first time. Today, I came home to find that my room had been ransacked. My mom comes out of nowhere and says that we need to have a talk. Honey?
Found your drugs.
I'm holding those for a friend.
Okay? Hey, those aren't mine.
It's not what it looks like. Wait, what does it look like? Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's not that.
Right, okay. I freaked out thinking it was all the empty alcohol bottles under my bed. My mom holds up the birth control and says, I always knew you were a whore.
Oh my life. What a snatch.
Hey, I learned it from watching you, Mom.
Learned from the best.
Every time she brings home a new dude, she's like, are you my dad? Ah, fuck it.
The alcohol, totally cool. Just right? Not that.
He's like, half of those are yours, Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Today at work, a woman came up to the checkout counter, and when I greeted her, she said, oh, honey, you are so beautiful. I immediately smiled and thanked her, and then she looked at me and said, oh, not you, and then pointed to her ear. She was on her Bluetooth. Fuck my life.
Oh,
I fucking hate those people.
I fucking hate that.
Seriously.
Hey. You look like a douche. You look like you're talking to yourself for one.
Hey, you know why? Because you are a douche.
Half the time they are. There's nobody on the other
end. No, they're just totally fucking with you.
They're just like, oh, yeah, I got that big business deal. You're talking to yourself, retard. It doesn't actually.
You don't even have a job.
You don't even have a phone hooked up to that Bluetooth.
That's all you do.
It's probably not.
It's the fucking demo.
The fucking demo.
It's not even a working one.
When they're in their car and they're all like talking to it, totally like if you're on the side that you don't see the headset thing, it's just talking to themselves.
Yeah. But they got to do this. They got to put their finger on it so that way you know that they're someone important and they have something.
Right
in
now they look like a federal agent.
Well, I was gonna say I do that and I don't even have a Bluetooth.
Right.
I'm just like, yeah, we'll be there in a second. Then I'm fucking. Fucking disabled people. Fucking abortion protesters. Go back, hit them motherfuckers again. Fucking. Oh, I hate those cunts.
That's because you're insane. But
kill the wolves. Anyway.
Little nuts.
It's okay.
Today, the men clearing the walkway outside my dorm room with a snowblower didn't realize that my window was open. I looked over from my computer to see snow shooting in, covering my clock, closet and radio, and now it's melting. Fuck my life.
Oh god, that would suck.
Your mother's a snowblower. Remember that shit, Johnny Five?
Oh my god.
All right,
you need to have another ding for that one.
All right, I'll take it. Right. A few more here. Today, my dad woke me up at 6, told me to take a shower, and drove me to school. Only to say, just kidding, happy snow day, fuck my life, and fuck you, Dad.
That's
awesome.
What a jerk.
Yeah, you wonder why I'm such an ugly mess. I don't get my fucking beauty sleep. Today I decided to be a good driver and not run through the yellow light. As soon as I stopped my car, another came and rear-ended me. Came in the rear-ended me. Yeah, boom, you know what that's like. Well, not the came part, not this time. The guy told, what?
Fuck my life. Oh my god.
The guy told, you're doing it wrong. The guy told me to go in the parking lot so we can exchange information. That's code for I'm out.
Yes.
So I drove into the parking lot, I turned my head and watched him drive away.
Of course.
Fuck my life, I called that shit. I didn't even look at it.
Well, that's what fucking happens. What do you expect?
Hey, yeah, just two blocks down, take a right, another block down, hang Louie, and I'll be right there. I just
gotta
take off this way.
I just got to go the opposite direction for a few miles.
Right. Yeah. And Lost 1-4, episode 161. Today, while driving my kids to school, fuck my life. My son said, "Why don't you find another place to live so we can just live with daddy?" Then my daughter added, "Yeah, because we love daddy. Fuck my life and fuck my little bastard kids."
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's Why a good don't way you go it. Live with your drug addict daddy, you little fucking bitch? God, I fucking hate kids.
They want to live with him for that.
I know.
You got him hooked.
Dude, me and my brother did that shit when my parents got divorced shortly after we moved up here.
Mm-hmm.
We lived with mom first because dad was living in the Thunderbird. But, you know, then dad got a house and shit because, you know, that's how you do it. And
right. After some drug sales.
Right. We'd live with mom and you're welcome. And mom would get pissed at us. We'd be like, "Fuck you, bitch. We're going to live with dad." And then we'd go live with dad for a while and dad would get pissed. And we'd be like, "Fuck you, nigga, we're going to live with mom." And then we'd go back and
you just go back and forth.
Be all like, "Oh, I knew you'd come back." And then she'd get all pissed and we'd be like, "You know what? Fuck you, mom. We're going to live with dad." And then we'd go there and dad was kind of a druggie. So, you know, he had his ups and downs. And we'd be like, "Fuck you, nigga. I'm going to live with mom."
That's awesome.
And here we are.
That is probably the best thing about having divorced parents, I bet.
Yeah, that and like two birthdays, fucking, you know, this
everything.
And that. Sometimes if you play it right, the parents will try to win your affection because mm-hmm. they want to be the one getting the child
right.
support check. You know right. how it goes. Forgive me, Father. I've been a sinner.
How many days has it been since your last confession?
Oh, fuck. It's been about a week, motherfucker.
Fuck.
Fuck.
It has been.
Fuck my face.
Wow, you better... Get on it.
I'm on it.
Let's
Ready?
Hear it.
Ready.
Father? No. Jake! Jake, you are awesome! Exclamation point. Not the Jake we know.
No.
Not so no. much. You're kind of a loathsome piece of shit, actually.
Yes.
And you deserve better than her. Y'all's baby will be beautiful, but she isn't fit to be a mom, and you know that! Exclamation point.
It sounds like someone's settling.
It kills me to see you so hurt by her. Do you realize how much she has screwed up your life? Your cinnamon life cereal? You always run back, though, like an addiction. Why does she have to be so addicting
Jane's
for
addiction?
You? Jake's addiction.
Apparently.
Just know, that baby will be loved by you. Right now, it seems like a bad thing, because you're probably 17, but hey, you go right ahead and have that baby. This one's on us.
This is on America.
And this is America. We have babies, even though we can't support them. Even though we have four more, we're gonna
have
another.
Because that's how we roll. We just roll like that.
That's how we do. I need workers. I'm building an army here. I don't know if you know this or not.
Well, we kind of need one.
Right.
We're making some enemies.
We're worth that. Some frenemies.
Frenemies.
Oh, it seems like a bad thing, but one day you'll be stable and that kid will be the brightest spot of your life. Or, in reality, one day you'll still be the way you are and that kid will be the bane of your existence. Unlike her, it will love you, and I just wish that, ellipsis, that one day when I was talking to you, ellipsis, I didn't feel as if you so ignorant to her intentions. You so ignorant to her intentions? How about if you can't form a proper fucking sentence, no babies, and if you get pregnant, we're ripping it the fuck out of you. Yeah?
Well, we already
Can we
made
do that? Can we do that?
Well, didn't we already say that you have to have, like, a good credit score?
Yeah, but no
you
one's
have to graduate.
Listening. No one's listening.
They're never going to fucking listen.
Let's reiterate that.
All right. All
good
right.
credit score.
Good. You have to
home,
graduate school.
A home, preferably.
A fucking, your own home.
That's not your parents.
Right. One that you own or at least rent.
And if your parents are all, like, Christian and like, "Oh, it's okay, honey. You have that baby. We'll help you raise it." No!
No, don't.
Uh-huh. And you have to have a stable job.
They raised you and look how that turned out. Let's not try and repeat that,
Didn't
please.
Really turn out, did
you
it?
You fucking retard. I didn't feel as if you so ignorant to her intentions. I love you, and if she loves him, well, that's great. Don't be jealous of him. He's trash. And she's trash. You are not trash.
Whatever.
Trash attracts trash. So I don't know what you're all trash. How's that?
Yeah, let's just go with
bunch
that
of
one.
Garbage.
Father, I've never met you, but you make me smile. I've
That's
what?
A great one.
I've
really?
Never met you, but you make me smile.
Wow.
You don't know. How do you know that?
Hey, he's funny on MySpace.
Oh. Well, I fuck guess. It then. He should start his own podcast. It translates. I love this guy too much, Father. I feel like the medic droid.
Wait, is this the same one?
No, different. No.
Okay, good.
Medic droid? Medic!
That is the... Wow. Geek yeah. Jesus.
We're not falling in love. We're just falling apart. I hate being a guy. Dude. Oh, he's a dude. He's falling for another dude.
Oh.
But he's not falling in love. He's falling apart. See, I'm all for that. I think there should be more gay-on-gay relationships.
Less
you
kids?
Know what? They can't get pregnant.
No, they can exactly. But they can't adopt, and that
that's
I'm okay
right.
with.
That's fine. Take out of the existing clump of
right.
mess that nobody
like, you don't
else.
Need to have any kids. There's plenty already there waiting for someone to take care of them.
And to adopt a child, you have to go through a rigorous thing proving that you can take care of this child.
Yep.
That's right. It's like... Doing that, it's like buying a bag of Coke, doing one line out of it, and then being like, I want another bag of Coke. No!
No!
Finish that bag of Coke, and then if you feel you need more, get another one. Don't be like, yeah, we need a little bit of this one, and a little bit of... No! That is no! You wonder why you get hit all the fucking time.
So
you're a
wait,
fucking
you can
retard.
You can totally just have all the kids, as many as you want, if you have them, but if you want to adopt one... You gotta do a test.
Use them properly. No! No! My
that's what
friend,
she was just saying.
She's an idiot. Don't listen to her.
Whoa.
What? You have to do the same thing for both. If you want to have a kid before you can have one, you have to take a test.
Right, but I don't. That not actually. That's not how it actually is. As
no,
of now.
That's how it actually should be.
Right.
If you want shit to get better, listen to what we're saying. We could have this whole country just... Boom, back on top of shit like it was, like it should be, like it should have always been. No more deficit, no more fucking homeless problem, no more fucking thugs killing thugs.
It will
no
always
more...
have that.
No.
There's always been
not
that.
If we fix shit. Not
there's
if
always
let...
been a ghetto.
Then I'll kill all of them. Problem solved.
Okay.
Huh?
You keep
I
can't.
If, you,
if
can...
you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. That's all. Fucking 45 revolver. Colt 45. What?
Is that how you're going to take out?
Sorry. I love my boyfriend, but he's been away for several months now. And while he was away, I slipped and ended up inside my ex.
Whoa.
Oops!
Inside?
Oops!
Slipped.
Don't mind my cock in your face.
It's slippery down there.
I know, slippery when wet or when my boyfriend's away. I slipped and ended up sleeping with my ex from back home, of course.
Of course.
However, let me defend myself. However, it wasn't just a hookup. I actually have feelings for him, too.
Oh, of
suck
course.
It, bitch. I love both of
so
you.
So just fuck them both.
I'm gonna. That's what I've been doing.
Obviously.
He still calls and texts me every day, and I actually like him a lot, Ellipsis. I don't know what to do, Ellipsis. Do I walk away from my 2.5 year relationship to be with my ex, who has been making me feel appreciated and completely happy? Or do I stay with my piece of shit boyfriend? I don't know. I fucked up big time. I feel torn. And not just because I got fucked like...
yeah.
Like torn in half.
Actually, you shouldn't be with either of them, and you should just be alone forever.
You should
just
be
by yourself.
Yourself, right.
You can just go ahead and be miserable.
You got fingers, use them.
Father, I'm in love with you. And my therapist, he thinks... And the rapist?
The rapist?
The rapist yeah. thinks you're in love with me, too. I'm the only one that doesn't believe it. Even if you've had a girlfriend for the past year and a half that you've been cheating on and never told me about, you have no balls, sir. No balls.
Because you took them away from
you
me.
You have no moss. Say something. Because I'm finally starting to get over it after a year of wasting my time, you selfish, judgmental, bipolar son of a bitch.
Woo! On fire.
Hey, are you cool?
I don't think so.
Whoa.
Fuck.
Jinx, y'all
yeah,
both shut the fuck up.
Keep doing that.
Holy shit, is Keith and the girl here? What the fuck?
Yes.
Hey, welcome.
Looks like. Hi.
Did your shit break? Oh, okay. Because ours didn't. I was just checking. I can't wait to get married, Father.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
I can't wait to get my balls removed and just kill myself.
I can't wait to be miserable for the rest of my life. I just can't get
can't
there
wait
quick
to give
enough.
Up.
Hey, what does marriage equal?
Game over.
Yep. And I have no more quarters.
Ball and chain.
Fuck. I can't wait to get married and wake up every day to see the love of my life and fail for the or fall
oh,
for
well,
them.
Well, fails what?
Fall,
okay.
Well, right. Sorry. Freudian slip. And fall for them over and over again.
You'd like to think that's how it works.
You can actually do all that without getting married. I don't know. Maybe no one told you that or not, but... Like, I need you to marry me because I'm so fucking insecure that
I need to make sure that you can't leave.
That's right, because if I don't get you to marry me, you'll just fuck around on me. Now, granted, you might fuck around on me if we're married, but when that happens, I'm getting fucking money out of it, because you know what I got? A prenup.
Of course.
Because I was thinking...
That's how much I trust you.
Pure, genuine love. It's hard to find, but I'll make sure I do. You know, I also don't think it quite works like that. I know it's hard to find, but I will make sure that I do. I will find it. I will search high and low, and I'll find it. And you know what? If I don't find it, I'll just keep looking, and I'll keep fucking hoes until I find the one hoe that I'm like, you know, I don't really love you, but I think I can tolerate you. I'll settle.
I'll settle.
Settle for less.
Yeah.
Pay less, right?
Pay less, cheers,
fucking A.
Right, yeah.
Because when you get married, you actually pay more,
right.
So good luck with that.
Have fun.
All right, last one for tonight. I'm trying to forget you. I've been fucking two different guys who are actually really nice. When I'm underneath either one of them, I think about you and close my eyes and imagine I'm fucking you, and then I get smacked in the face with a dick, and I come back to reality where I'm just kind of fucking myself.
That always happens to me.
Always.
Every time.
I don't miss our relationship. It was pretty messed up. I just miss the great sex.
Of course.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Of course you miss that.
It has to be just a fucked up relationship to get great sex. You need that crazy.
What's the kind of relationship that's the only thing holding it together is the sex. So
right.
There's that much more effort.
And I mean, I'm having sex with a bunch of people, but you know, ours is pretty great.
Well, that's just
fucking nuts.
Right.
You know, it goes hand in hand like the fucking boys club, you know, like
I used to work at
Jungle Fever, if you know what I mean. If you have just been what the fuck?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, let me decipher this code here.
Jesus.
Drink more Ovaltine. Oh, fuck. That's all?
Excuse me?
You'll shoot your eye out. If you would have just being normal, horny guy, it would have all worked out, but you had to get all emotional and shit. Fucking emotions.
Seriously, just be horny.
I know.
Fuck.
Can't you just be a fucking dude that just wants pussy? You have to get all emotionally attached and shit.
Well,
you know, at times I couldn't understand why you loved me. I'm a piece of shit.
God, I love the things you say sitting right next to your girlfriend.
Wow.
Well, we kind of feel the same way, so it's
I know,
all right.
It's fine, because she's totally cool with it. It's just funny.
No, I've worked with a lot of guys where I just try and tell them, hey, I don't want anything out of this. I just want to fuck you. And then they call me day after day saying, oh, I love you. You're so beautiful. I love your eyes. No, fuck that shit.
I know. Fuck
why
that shit.
Why can't you
I'm
just
like,
fuck
hey,
me and
just
leave?
Fuck me.
Bitch, bring me cornbread muffins.
I got
That's
your dick. I'm done.
About. done.
That's all. I'm
you're gonna get fat.
I'm just staying here because I hate driving home. That's all.
Oh, God.
As soon as the snow clears, I'm out.
I'll keep feeding your inner fat kid, and then you're going to have your inner fat kid on the outside and eat your ass.
That's all. Right.
I would love it if
I got a ways to go, buddy.
That'd be the funniest thing if you got fat again.
I know, dude.
I can't imagine.
Not while I have this job.
Oh, my God.
Damn, I swear. And I swear.
No.
All for one?
Oh, my God. Of course I remember
that. I swear. If you would have just been able to keep your damn mouth shut and just kept doing me the way you used to
just
when we
fuck
first
me.
Met.
Just fuck me. It always goes back to just fuck me.
Yeah.
Always.
Behind.
Fuck me, please.
I do it the way I did it when we first met, but your vagina has grown exponentially since then. Like a whole bag of fucking just cocks up.
Just
in
all
there,
at once.
Just crowing like it's 6 a.m. and you're ready for some cornflakes, man. Have you heard? I would have married you, but fuck. But fuck.
Right.
Now I'm left. Wrong inflection. Sorry. Easily mistaken.
Especially with those two words.
You butt fuck.
But fuck.
Now I'm left really horny, trying to find a man that can fill my void the way you did. I hate that you're such a damn corny pussy who couldn't.
Yes.
Is this yours?
Wow.
Maybe.
Are you a corny pussy?
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Sounds a little
you
like me.
You aren't such a damn corny pussy who couldn't just be a typical man and just fuck me.
Just be a fucking man
just
for once.
Be a man, fuck me, and leave it at that.
Well, if your twat wasn't like this big, maybe I would.
I could. I've been fucking you, just didn't feel it,
yeah.
Bitch.
Jeez.
Fuck.
And that is not even my problem.
Man,
that's why I always try and slip it in your ass, and you always say no.
I know. I know. I'm like, fuck, man. Come on.
But fuck.
I know.
Literally.
I had such high hopes for 2009, and so far, not
so good.
Not
so good.
Not so good. You ready to do some news here?
Let's
episode 161. Heads?
Heads.
It is not heads,
fuck.
My friend. You want to try?
Fuck my life.
Oh, fuck.
No, seriously, let's try again.
All right. Fuck.
Fucking heads again.
Is it?
Yes.
Fucking heads. I'm gonna give you that.
Really?
One.
You're just gonna let me?
A little gift
Whoa.
From me to you, bud.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Wow.
TheJamWell.com/donate.
This one is called Investigation Continues into KFC Prank Call.
Love me some KFC.
I love me prank calling some KFC. Police Friday were
Have you ever been to the KFC here?
The one in town, yeah.
Yeah, not the one in Sioux Falls. I used to really like KFC until I went into the one here.
Mm-hmm. Like inside, not
and
the drive-thru?
Maybe they can't help it. I understand you work around all this food all day. Like, it's really tempting to just sneak one here and there. But, like, they look like that's all they eat.
Just
not only is that all they eat, but when they wash their face, they wash it with, like, chicken fat.
Right.
They're
the
just
grease.
Like,
they're all shiny and, like, glistening
gross.
All the
like,
time.
I went in there. I'm like, yeah, fucking chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm going to go vomit.
Your
no.
stomach just made me lose my appetite.
Yeah, it's just fucking sad. I don't know. So. Yeah. All right. Good. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't even eat at KFC anymore. I can't even use that as an excuse. Because, like, I eat at Anna's every fucking day.
I know.
Yeah.
But
tons.
That's not just fucking greasy.
Yeah,
there is a lot of grease.
It's still
in it,
not
though,
that
but...
great for you, especially
no.
every day.
I feel fine.
But it's
I feel fine
good,
too,
though. It is good food
because you have the metabolism of a fucking jackrabbit.
That helps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Police Friday were continuing to investigate a prank that left some Kentucky Fried Chicken employees naked outside the restaurant.
What?
Thursday.
Yes.
What kind of prank would this be?
A very good one.
Yeah.
Like, okay, close your eyes.
Okay,
are they closed?
My eyes closed.
Fucking boom, open your eyes.
Oh my God, I'm naked.
Oh God. Where's my clothes? Oh, they're in the fryer. Can I get an
sorry
order
about
of
that.
Chicken fried hoodie to go?
Investigators said the workers at the Manchester restaurant were victims of a mean and dangerous prank.
Manchester?
Oh. Manchester.
Give those Nazis a good kicking, Manchester United! I fucking hate hooligans. I hate soccer.
I used to love soccer.
It's a pussy game.
I used to love it when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah, it was the only team sport that I liked, but I don't like it now.
Were you a pussy in school?
Maybe. That might explain everything leading up to my life.
I would have liked soccer if I wouldn't have gotten shoved in fucking lockers every other goddamn day.
Really? Did you?
No, you, I was saying.
Oh, okay. Actually, I've never been shoved into a locker.
Really?
I did actually shove someone's face into a locker, and that was the only time I ever got in a fight,
you
too.
You emo fuck.
How is that emo?
My mom used to get shoved into lockers all the time because she went to school in New York where her dad, my grandpa, was a police chief lieutenant, and this was back during the riots they had back then, like segregation shit, and they knew, like, there's Lavelle's daughter, get her, and they'd fucking, you know, my mom's like 4'7" and shit.
Yeah,
and they
tight.
Just fucking, boom, in the locker every fucking day, dude. Until my grandpa went in one day and was like, fucking, I'm gonna handle this shit. Hauls away like five black kids just like, get in the fucking car, bitches. That's my daughter, and then she got her fucking ass kicked after that, I bet.
Wow.
Keith and the girls say, shove them in the fridge now.
Actually, I could probably
fit you in there.
I could totally fit in that fridge, because there's no shelves in
it. Yeah, there's almost nothing in there either.
Are you guys going to be that busy to where we can't use your studio to do a show? You're going to make us lug all this fucking shit there to do a couple shows?
We got to take our studio on a
plane. We'll do it, yes.
Too busy, of course.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Cool.
No. That's cool. I'm just saying, like, if they came here and I was doing that, I'd be so fucking busy.
Oh, my,
I'd just be like, here's the keys. Have fun. Don't let the cat out.
Actually, take the cat with you.
Yeah, please. You guys want a cat?
Okay.
Looks like this.
A manager pulled a pin for the restaurant's fire suppression system, which rained chemicals on her and others because she was told to by a man on the phone claiming to be her boss from corporate office.
That's some fucking social engineering.
That is nice. That's
hey,
a good
can
one.
You, I'm actually in the IT department. Can you go ahead and give me the phone number to the modem there? Yeah, it should be on the back. Thank you, fucking hackers with my 8 megs of RAM fucking... Boo!
Too bad it's not that easy anymore.
I know, right? Dude, that shit used to be so easy. Hey, you want to see a pic of me? Pic.exe? Go ahead.
Well, because no one knew shit about computers
yet. I know.
Yet.
Over fucking MSN, and then you bust the fucking trace route, and you're like, IP address, fucking IP.
This looks like a picture of you. Click here. Oh, what?
Hey, nothing happened. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
I love that shit. Deep Throat and Sub 7. Yep. Those were my two favorite patch fucking Trojans. Oh, good times.
Fucking A.
Good times.
And they were told by this person on the phone to go outside and disrobe and actually urinate on one another to decontaminate each other, said Lieutenant Peter Barlack.
Yes.
Okay, did you
okay, you pulled the thing. Okay, now you gotta go outside. That chemicals are very bad for you. Now
the
you gotta
only
piss
thing
on each
that can get rid of it is urine.
You gotta piss on each other to get the chemicals out,
do
otherwise
you have
you're
access
fucked
to urine.
Oh my
okay.
God.
Yes.
Whip it out. That reminds
have
me.
You ever been stung by a jellyfish before? It's like
you
that.
Have to like that. That reminds me, I think actually Keith and the Girl played a long time ago, but it was these kids calling up Walmart. And they were like, okay, we're actually switching all of your keyboards over to wireless keyboards. And they're like, okay, you find, like, the black cable. Now I need you to just go ahead and cut that wire. Yeah,
just cut
oh
it.
My God. The girl says, cut the wires. That was
that's hilarious.
I remember listening to that show, driving home from my mom's house, just busted up laughing.
That's
I'm like,
awesome.
There's no way she's going to do it once. Oh, she did
oh,
it.
Oh, fuck.
Is she, there's no way she's going to do it again. Oh, she just
she did it again.
And then, like, a manager guy gets on the fucking phone, and he's like, what the
who cut all the
so
fucking
fun
cords?
Yeah.
You're
we're
fired.
From corporate.
We're from corporate.
That
yeah
was so awesome.
That is
oh
great.
This is like one better though. Did you?
Yeah,
you got
I think
someone,
this is better.
You got someone to cut some cables. Okay, cool.
But
you, just
you got them to pee on each
hey
other.
Yeah. I'm going to pee.
Well, it doesn't say if they actually did piss on each other, but let's
oh
just say
you
they
know
did.
They fucking did.
Or at least they
I
started
they
to. At least one person got peed on.
I have high hopes because that sounds great.
Someone
now
got peed
piss
on
the wires, Keith. Is this Keith or this has got to be Keith? Hemda's probably at her play practice.
Police said that somehow the prankster managed to keep the employees on the phone for 10 to 15 minutes, only when someone in the parking lot called police to say a woman was standing in the doorway naked. Did police show up and police and fire show up? And that's when the prankster finally hung up.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
And you know he was great. Doing that shit through, like, a Skype phone, off some fake IP.
He's got some, like, five proxies he's running through.
Totally.
Cool.
That's so great. And, you know, it almost takes something like that nowadays because of how far technology's progressed. You can't just call up and be like, okay, we're fixing all of your wired routers to wireless. I'm going to need you to just get some hedge clippers and just go ahead
just
and
snip those right off
that
there.
Shit the fuck.
Just clip them all.
I would have laughed if they would have hit, like, a power wire and just shocked the shit out of them.
God.
Line just goes dead. Beep.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
187 on your motherfucking ass, bitch.
Employees at the KFC didn't want to talk to reporters about what happened.
Mm.
Police said that anyone receiving unusual instructions over the phone should try to verify the person's identity.
No!
You think so?
No!
I'm just gonna, I'm your boss, so I'm just gonna have to have you go pee on each
and
other.
And hey,
now.
While we're at it, if you don't want to have kids, you should actually pull out before you come, okay?
No, actually, we're changing to wireless ones, so you should just snip that fucker right off.
Yeah.
We're switching to wireless sex, so if you can go ahead and just snip the tip.
Just
we'll
remove your dick now.
Just the tip. Hey, Keith, call in 406-204-4687. Give us a call if you're bored, whatever.
Yeah, obviously,
he's
not busy.
He's bored.
At the moment.
He's in the chat watching us.
He's watching our show. You must be fucking
seriously.
Wow,
what
yeah.
are you doing?
Man, okay. Did you listen to their show, I think, from yesterday where he was talking about Hemda and what was her name? Lori and the lesbian
thing? No, I haven't listened to them in a couple weeks.
Oh, my God, dude. That shit. That had to have been hot for him, except for Ray there. That was like, Lauren. That was the most awkward thing. Like, every time Ray DeVito would say something, Lauren was just like, "Oh, shut up, you big fucking ape." Like, she was being nice about it, you know, but you could tell just the inflection in her voice. She was just hating him. Like, he was like, oh, like two steps away from just jerking himself off right there. It's like, dude,
keep talking.
We're right here.
That's fine. I like that, actually.
Yeah, he's so
That's
funny.
The good part.
He just, she sounded like she was just had enough of him.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. And, you know, if you ever want to just do it, just do it. Just throwing it out.
Hey, no emotions. Just be horny.
I know.
Fuck
hey,
me.
Can you just fuck me and then leave? I
just
don't
be
pay,
a man.
I don't pay a horse for sex. I pay a horse to leave
after.
Sex.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Dilly.
Wait, what?
What? Is that from the story?
That is pretty much. They still haven't found who it is. So, he did a good job on that prank.
Well, the hell? You can't.
Well, they can just totally trace your phone, like,
unless you're
caller
using,
ID much.
Right, but I'm saying, with Skype lines now, with
Skype
Vonage,
right.
Payphones even.
Yeah.
Well, and
payphones.
If you're doing it over the computer, you can run it through a proxy, too, so they can't trace your IP.
Keith, Keith says, your girlfriend can use our studio. Yeah, fuck you.
I'll be over.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
I'll trade you.
Hey.
Totally kidding.
Just for the
I
week.
I trade you for anything, cool. Except maybe Hemda and Lauren.
Just
but
like,
that's two for one.
It's just like wife switch, isn't
cool?
it?
Fuck no.
Are you cool? You know what she really likes? When you go like this?
When you bring up how she can't fit into that belt.
Yeah, too, you dumb fuck.
TheJamil.com/YouTube.
You know what? I will take you home tonight, and I'm going to drop you off in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Okay.
Okay? Cool?
Hey,
I'm not
attacking you.
Do it. So is that for that story?
That is it for All that right. story.
This one is called Walmart Worker Burns Self to Death
yes.
in Parking Lot.
Yes.
Sweet.
Whenever,
fuck my life.
Whenever. Today I went to Walmart, doused myself on fire, and lit a match. Whenever I read anything about that, it reminds me of back in during Vietnam. I did a couple tours in Nam.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
I was there, actually.
Right, yeah, you were there. You had
we were stage. Shooting up together.
I know, fucking over. I'm like, dude, check this out. Fucking, But no, there was. I did a report on Vietnam back in high school. And one of the things that really, like, stuck with me was those Buddhists, I don't know if they were Buddhists, but those monks that were just going into the fucking busy street and just lighting themselves on fire.
No shit.
But
there's actually a story about that, but I didn't pull it up.
Oh,
about
really?
A monk that lit himself.
But
yeah.
they would just sit there. Like, they weren't just running
yeah,
around
just
like,
chill.
Oh, my fire, my
yeah.
fire.
Oh, my God.
Like, so calm and just, like, boom, fucking
just chilling.
Gasoline.
I'm on fire.
Yeah, and like they would just sit there and burn and shit.
Wow.
Like, I don't know, that
just to death. Wow.
No, just for a little bit, and then they
they're like happy burning.
Someone might have come up and put him out.
You just got punked, bitch. Ashton, come on.
I imagine just someone just went out into the fucking sidewalk and lit themselves on fire. Someone would come up and try and put him out.
Yeah, you would think. But back then, they're like, holy shit, is that dude on fire?
Whoa, no, wait, just watch for a second.
And then some dude was like, that's a good idea. We should have a festival. We'll call it Burning Man.
Yes, we'll do it in the desert.
Every year. A 58-year-old Walmart employee who said he, quote, couldn't take it anymore, lit himself on fire in a parking lot near the Bloomingdale store where he worked late Thursday night and was later pronounced dead. Well done and dead at a hospital, authorities said. 58 years old, working at Walmart. Like, you probably didn't make the best choices in
life. Yeah, like, this is your career.
Right.
Like, that pension is coming never.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, how's your life? How many days say you're 60 years old.
Okay.
How many days working at Walmart would it take you to not take it anymore?
Have I been working there for years up until being 60?
Say you just got the job there.
Because that's my only choice because it's rough times.
Hey, we're in a depression.
Right,
dude.
I am depressed as fuck.
Prozac ain't even got nothing, on this depression, okay?
Like, no antidepressants can handle this.
Because I'm thinking a week tops.
Yeah. I used to work at Walmart.
Really?
I used to work at Walmart in Florida on the receiving crew, which means I was stuck in the back unloading trucks every day. No, so I unloaded trucks every day, and I worked there for over a year. And I ended up walking out on my lunch break because I fucking hated everyone. So it took me a little over a year. And my mother has been working there for 6 years.
Really? Who else's mother works there?
Mine, maybe?
Still loves it.
And we still can't get a fucking discount.
No,
actually, you get like 10%.
Yeah, 10% and 20% towards Christmas. Yeah. I bought a sweet fishing
pole their
last
prices,
Christmas.
Their prices are so low. Anyway.
I know. I mean, what do you do?
I'm going to stock up on guns for our trip.
I hear you can buy like 12 packs of them.
I know.
Oh, that's Costco.
That's what Michael Moore said. You can also buy bullets there.
Yes, you can.
Oh, in an interview, his son said his father went to work last night with nothing seeming out of the ordinary. Quote, this had nothing to do with the economy. I want to make that clear, he said, adding that the family may never know the reason for the public suicide. That sucks.
Because he couldn't take it anymore.
He's like, I'll tell you what didn't cause me to kill myself. It wasn't the economy.
Was it?
They're like, well, was it me or... You'll never know.
It wasn't the sweet job I had on the receiving end at Walmart.
Not at all. The Carroll Street man who worked the overnight shift was in a parking lot of an adjacent sporting goods store in the West Suburban Strip Mall when he set himself on fire with lighter fluid around 10 p.m. Lighter fluid?
Wow. Oh, man.
That's awesome.
That
amazing.
Almost seems like he wasn't... He wanted to make a spectacle, but, like, I don't know. I almost... think gasoline is what you would
go for if you
really want to light yourself up.
Hey, gasoline, I don't know. We're getting gouged
I guess,
at the pumps.
Yeah, lighter fluid's a little cheaper, I guess. Gotta make do with what we can.
Yep.
The man set himself afire outside of 328 West Army Trail Road, and the Walmart is at 314 West Army Trail Road. Just in case you want to Google map that, maybe you can see his burning corpse. At least 10 people. At least.
Could be more.
God, thank you.
At least
10 people.
God does exist.
Fucking A. Hey, he works in mysterious ways.
Keep working in this way.
Yeah, I like it this way.
Yes, I like it when you work like
if
that.
If you can do that here, I would like it that much more. At least 10 people, including some teenagers, witnessed the suicide, and several attempted to help the man by getting marshmallows and roasting chestnuts on an... wrong story. They attempted to help the man by throwing their coats on top of him in an effort to put out the flames, he said. Could you imagine driving by, you see a dude on fire with a bunch of guys just beating his ass?
I would Twitter...
No!
I would Twitter that instantly.
We're trying to save his life.
Yeah. I'm not beating him, I swear.
That's
not what
awesome.
It looks like. Wait, what does it look like?
It looks like you're beating the shit out of this dude.
Okay, that's not what it looks like.
This burning man. quote, he said he didn't want any help and threw the coats off.
Oh my God.
No, I kind of set myself on fire for a fucking reason.
I know. Like, you're totally...
I didn't set myself on fire so you could put me out.
That was my last bottle of lighter fluid.
That's all I
had. Fuck.
I'm about to go buy another one.
You owe me $6.50. When one of the first officers tried to speak to the man, who by that time was severely burned, he responded, "I just couldn't take it anymore." The man enjoyed his job and living in the burbs, his son said. Did he really, son, that he probably didn't want? He loved his life. He loved his monotonous day-to-day bullshit
every
fucking
second
routine.
Of it.
I love it, dude. I love just waking up in the morning and being like, oh, this
again.
Oh,
I get to go to work.
I'm so excited. How are you today? Go fuck yourself. Have a nice day. How are you today? Get fucked. Have a nice day. Yeah. Fuck me. Like, did he really love his life?
No, he didn't.
No, that's why he killed
And
himself.
He won't be missed.
Obviously.
So, okay.
Some follow through, finally, though.
Finally.
I'm sick of reading all these stories about guys who attempted suicide.
I tried to kill myself 10 different ways.
I'm just not good. I guess it just wasn't my time. No,
I guess I'm just glad.
You're just a fucking retard, and you can't figure out how to end your little deep. You know, like, it's not that
hard. No, quit being emo and just fucking do it.
Just
quit
do
crying
it.
For help and
You'll
just fucking do it.
You'll get the attention, trust me.
Keith says, Matt ever make an attempt?
No.
No?
No, not the, I mean...
Wait, does...
Does shooting fucking dope for 10 years count?
Just to see if you can OD?
No, never did that either, surprisingly.
Wow.
Did you ever make an attempt?
No.
Did you ever OD?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, we were made for each other. Oh, fuck. The man enjoyed his job and living in the burbs, his son said. We were getting ready to redo the front lawn. He added that his father had no health problems, except for the fact that he's on fire.
Yeah. This guy flying.
Like, fire doesn't help.
Is your life just totally fucking awesome? Have you arrived at what you've worked your whole life for when... Hey,
no, I don't think he ever
you know
got anywhere
gonna
close
do today?
To getting there.
Finally,
what's
we're
going
to redo that lawn.
Yes.
We're here.
We've been talking about it for years.
Yeah, like, that's your whole fucking life. You've worked your whole life just so you can live in the burbs and redo your lawn.
Cool.
Like, yeah, I would have set myself on fire, too.
Yes.
Dude. Don't worry about
Finally,
it.
Finally, I get to put up that white picket fence I've been dying to just get
to. She said her womb was barren. That was a fucking lie. Now I'm going to... I'll be out. I'll be in my shop.
Right.
This is daddy time. You try not to ask yourself the question why he did it, because there's no answer, the son said. Because he hated his little bastard fucking son. It probably wasn't even his son. It was from his wife's fucking fourth marriage.
Right.
She's like, hey, you can call him dad now. Dad's like, nah. Who the fuck said this? I married you. Who the fuck said this little bastard could come in here eating up my fucking Kool-Aid and my fucking Doritos and
yes!
shit?
Yes! Someone named Just Juggle.
can we please?
That's awesome. There's
please.
Always got to be that guy.
Yeah, we all like ICP.
Yes,
man.
My favorite.
We're down with the clown. We're going to go chicken hunting after this news story, actually. And I got bugs on my nuts.
I was just going to... Wow.
That's the only ICP.
It's always those two songs.
Although Big Money Hustle... I did enjoy, and no, Keith, no one's ever sucked dick for drugs that I know of. You?
Well,
don't
she
look
sucked
at me.
Dick.
I was looking at you.
I had money. I was
had
actually
money.
Smart enough to sell drugs at a higher price
and
get to
get
your
own
for free.
Yeah.
Right.
Same here.
I mean, I suck dick because I like sucking dick, but I mean, that's not the...
You like mine.
Come on, that's a joke. Ah, fun. A store manager who identified himself only as Irwin, Steve Irwin... had no explanation for the suicide. He said the man had not been laid off. I bet if you would have laid him off, he would have still been alive right now.
Probably.
Like, you mean I'm done working here? Sweet.
You mean I don't have
Thank
to
you.
Get up at 7 every day to go
I
work
know.
At Walmart?
Yes.
To go greet all these fucking raggedy-ass, bitch-ass motherfuckers?
It's
oh,
usually the retard
you.
They put at the door, too, so this guy was...
probably not that good off when he got the job anyway.
They do that so he can fucking work at the McDonald's also.
Awesome.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hi, I'll be your Walmart greeter and I'll be making your fries. Yeah.
Hey, fuck my
life. Would you like a smile today? They're free.
Yeah, smiles are free today.
Yeah.
He called the suicide, quote, a tragic situation, and our thoughts and prayers are with the friends and family. Hey, he's a little late for thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, he's kind of dead already.
Hey, where were your thoughts and prayers before he burned? Yeah. Oh, wait, God works in mysterious ways.
Oh, right.
If God has a plan for everybody, then there it was. God planned on you just lighting yourself on fire.
Hey, all he needed was 58 years.
Hey, and some light. It took him that long to. He had the lighter fluid on layaway. He's yes. Like, finally!
I have it!
Yes! Walmart was cooperating with authorities in their investigation, he said, but he declined to speculate on whether the man had been into work last night before the incident or had spoken with any employees. Quote, that's not something we'd be able to share publicly, Fulman said, saying those issues are considered personnel matters. I'd say it doesn't matter now.
No,
I mean,
not really.
He's dead. Like what?
Like what matters anymore?
Family
like,
matters.
I guess.
You know, I mean, okay. The man was rushed to Advocate Good Samaritan Hospital in Downers Grove before. Whoa.
Pardon?
Really? You take your suicide victims to Downers Grove? I don't know. Sorry. Before being transferred to the burn unit at Loyola University Medical Center in Maywood, he was pronounced dead there at 12:42 a.m., according to the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office. So what they should do then is take that, cut it up, maybe marinate it.
Right, and then give it to the homeless
to
people.
To Mumbai, or here even.
Yeah.
We have plenty of homeless people here. You're just going to let that shit go to waste.
We should fix us first, I would have to say.
I know. Can we focus at home first? And that is it for that story.
Yes? Cool, cool. This one is called, It's My Mother and I Set Her on Fire.
Thanks. Nice. Sorry, I'm distracted by the chat. Sorry.
Fucking chat.
We have a celebrity here. This
pretty
guy
much.
Is like half the reason we fucking started doing a podcast.
This is why we're going to New York City.
I know. Yeah. You're the reason why we're going, man. That's we went to the cruise and all that shit.
Okay, so this one is called It's My Mother and I Set Her on Fire.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Did you like plan that out that we'd have to fire?
Actually, there's like six or seven of them.
Good day to be a firefighter.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
A 32-year-old woman accused of killing her mother was matter of fact when an officer questioned her at the scene saying, yeah, it's my mother and I set her on fire. No big deal.
Yeah, she's a bitch. Whatever.
What a cunt.
That's awesome.
Detective Beverly Parnell, who testified at a preliminary hearing for Nyong Pak.
Pronounced Nyong Pak.
Nyong Pak.
There you go.
All right. In Gwinnett County, said that Pak avoided questions about why she did it.
A pack of wolves.
But she was okay with saying she did it straight up.
Of course.
She would only state, this has been going on for a long time. You know what you've been doing to me, Parnell said. What have you been doing?
Just chilling.
To hanging out?
I guess.
Family members say Pak had been diagnosed with severe depression and paranoid schizophrenia.
No!
Of
Are
course!
Are out to get you?
Oh.
It's
I'm crazy defense.
What's that? Hey, sometimes that works. Would you rather, if you did some fucked up shit and you knew that all you had to do was just be totally
nuts. Well, for sure you would do
that. To not
go
to jail and to just spend the rest of your days in a fucking crazy house?
I would much rather.
For sure.
Just fucked up
vacation?
On the best drugs?
Yeah, dude. No fucking throwing thing twice.
For sure. Like, yeah, I don't know. Being in a mental institution would be pretty bad.
Well, yeah, but
I guess it would be bad. At least you're not getting cornholed in the mental institution.
That's true.
That is one thing you can avoid. That makes it worth it right there.
Right.
And the drugs.
And it depends how long you live before you ended up having to kill somebody because people
true.
Are just fucking retards.
Yeah.
It all depends.
Yeah, it does.
There's a ratio there. There's an equation, if you will.
Right. You got to weigh out the odds,
many,
the pros and cons.
Many variables to interpret.
For sure.
For sure.
She had just been released from a state mental hospital on January 29th, 12 days prior to the February 10th attack on her mother.
Mm-hmm.
She believed that her mother was poisoning her, according to her brother, Chris. Chris said Friday his sister is still out of it, and she did not believe their mother was really dead. She thinks everyone is lying to her.
Poisoning should be, like, pretty quick. It should, I've been poisoning this bitch since she was born. Like, you're doing it wrong.
Religion's been doing it to her every day.
Oh, poisoning the mind.
Right.
I was thinking,
you can poison anyway.
Ricin toxin.
Right. No, there's
undetectable.
There's more than one way to poison someone.
Right.
Right.
Okay. That makes sense.
Magistrate judge ruled that there was sufficient evidence to move the case to Superior Court on a murder charge. Pack slumped forward in her courtroom chair throughout most of the testimony as tears streamed down her face.
Aww. That's just
why
for
you
a fact. That's bullshit.
That's because she's crazy and she's laughing at the same time.
That's
how you. That's how you know.
If you can fuck them while they're doing that and it. And oh god!
Well, you just got to get them all riled up and crazy, and just fucking get in there.
I know, just like smack around, and they smack you. Like, yeah, fucking do it, fuck yeah!
And that's there's where tears, it's at. Hysterical, crazy
just
laughter,
nuts,
insane.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts, fucking.
Parnell testified that a surveillance video and audio recordings taken from a gas station near the family's townhouse show Pac purchasing $1 worth of gasoline.
Tupac. All right.
Spelled with a K.
Right. Because you wouldn't want to, you know, rip. You wouldn't want to get sued or anything.
No. Yeah. That's.
He's still making albums, by the way.
Dude, he's made more money since he's been dead.
He's put out more albums dead than he has alive.
And you know what? They're better, too. Actually,
Never really a big fan.
I've never really heard much of his stuff. I heard his song with Bone Thugs. Terrible.
Right. Awful.
Terrible.
Hi.
Okay.
I miss
you. You cool?
Cool.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey, hi.
So $1 worth of gasoline and a box of matches about 10 minutes prior to the confrontation with her mother on the afternoon of February 10th.
Right.
She then went home, threw open the front door, and doused her 58. You can't. $1 of gas. How much dousing are you doing?
It's not more of a mist.
Yeah.
And most of it's evaporated on the
by
way
the
home
time.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's a dollar. That's no gas.
Should have went with lighter fluid.
You should have.
Fucking should have, could have, would have. My grandmother had ball, she'd be my grandfather.
Doused her 50-year-old mother with gasoline after igniting her with a match, Parnell said. Huey Pock.
Do you think she said anything clever?
No.
Like,
just
hey,
fucking duh, did
need
it.
Need a light? Boom! Except it would have been like...
Is that
dollar?
A StarCraft reference?
StarCraft?
Yes. That's
need a light? No, that was Spawn.
Oh, it
right,
is.
At the
right.
Worst. Yeah, he's like, need right. a light.
My bad.
And then he goes to hell. I don't know.
Whatever.
Can't get my movie references straight tonight.
Or game references, because,
Right.
Huey Pack, I just like saying Huey Pack, ran to an adjacent townhouse and used the neighbor's garden hose to attempt to douse the flames engulfing her body. However, she suffered severe burns and much of her clothing was melted by the time police and firefighters arrived. Parnell said she died from severe burns at 1:15 a.m. the following day at Grady Memorial Hospital in Atlanta.
Should have took her clothes off first.
Fucking A. I mean, what's so flammable.
I know.
And that's what caught on fire.
I guess she was probably a bigger woman. Bubbling and just hissing and just...
Could you imagine the smell?
Yes. Vividly. I have a very active imagination.
Sadly. That's pretty much it. Doesn't
all right,
even
what's
say
time,
what the
please?
Fuck had happened to her. The time is 1 hour 17 minutes.
All right.
Son.
This one is called This is Off the Charts Weird.
What?
Are you ready for this?
I don't know. Got the raver ball. I remember
prosecutor,
those games.
Certain convict abused more than 3 corpses.
More than 3?
More than 3 corpses.
Okay.
Dead
but
people.
Less than 100.
Is it abuse if they're dead?
Yeah. How do
like,
you...
Like, abuse, you have to feel some kind of pain. If you're
right.
dead, you're like, I'm done with that body. I'm
yeah,
cool.
like, how can
do,
you abuse...
Do whatever you want. I donate my body to necrophiliacs.
Yeah.
I give a fuck. I'm not,
I don't care.
I'm good. I'm done with it. I've abused it plenty.
Yeah, you can abuse
like,
it's
you're
your
not
turn.
Gonna do anything worse than
yeah,
what
I've yeah, trust me,
already...
I've been getting abused my whole life.
God's
it's
temple,
be cool.
my ass.
Yeah.
on many nights over 6, let me paint the scene for
paint
you,
it.
If you will. On many nights over 16 years, Kenneth Douglas engaged in his own personal macabre workplace
macabre?
Party.
Isn't it just macabre?
Party over here. Ooh, ooh, party over here. Ooh, ooh. Ooh. Oingo Boingo, dead man's party.
Fucking Oingo Boingo.
He often brought drugs or alcohol to work and sometimes had sex with women. I sometimes have sex with women. Not all the time, but
right.
Sometimes on a good night. If I have drugs and alcohol.
If I have to work.
Right. At least three of those women were dead. At least. I mean, thank the Lord.
For sure. Well,
could you imagine if they had been alive?
Oh, man, the abuse they would have gone through.
Fuck, dude. That would I couldn't imagine. Perish the thought. Oh, fuck. This is disgusting.
It is bad, dude.
But if
yeah.
Douglas is to be believed, he could have had sex with as many as over 100 bodies in the 16 years he worked as a night attendant at the Hamilton County Morgue. Morgueweef, as Morgue-weef? I like to call it. The Morgue. Quote, I am sure there are more victims. I'm certain of it, Dieter said Thursday in announcing new indictments against Douglas. This guy's just a pig. I can't explain why someone would do something like this. This is off the charts weird. I have a pretty good explanation. Maybe, say, for, the first 15 years of your, adult life.
Right.
You've dated women and you've been constantly fucked over one after another. But, you've looked at dudes and you're like, I can't do that. So, women are bitches. Dudes, that would make me gay. What's left? I'm not into animals. I hate dogs. What if...
I could
find a woman
right,
that didn't shut talk,
her, right.
Shut the fuck
didn't
up.
Didn't fucking move
always
even.
Always wanted to have sex.
Never said no.
Didn't cost any fucking money because she doesn't eat nothing. Where could I find...
He says, I've seen Matt smoke crack through his dick hole.
I swear I turned the camera off.
Fuck, dude.
You motherfucker. Motherfucker. I gotta be more careful what I post on thejaml.com/Twitter.
Yeah.
Yes, you gotta be. You gotta make sure those cams go behind the monitors after the show.
I said something about that the other day.
I can't even fucking follow that. Good night, guys. So he just. You're fed up. I've been there. Remember? Before
yeah.
I met her, I'm like, dudes or dead chicks?
Fuck, it's one of the two.
It's. Oh, man. That's a tough spot to be in. That's not no reason to call him a pig. He's just fed up, man. Douglas, 55, of Westwood, already is serving a prison sentence after he pleaded guilty last year to abuse of a corpse. Don't! How many times do we have
we
to
just,
tell you?
Yeah,
hey,
totally
hey, Braden,
just,
did you fuck that corpse over there?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, let's try that again now. Hey, Braden! Did you fuck that corpse over
I
there?
I mean, no.
There you go.
That's what we thought.
How you do it. You don't admit to that shit. Yeah, that was me. I raped the 75-year-old. No. She's crazy. She's old. Dementia. He admitted he had sex with the nearly beheaded body of a 19-year-old murder victim. That's kind of... Whoa.
19?
Yeah. Like, you couldn't have found a corpse that was more... put together
pull yourself together, man.
I know. I only like the ones that have already had autopsies done
right.
on them.
Yeah, that's what I like.
I know.
I get sick of the pussy. I just fuck that fucking scar.
I actually take a scalpel and I sculpt my own pussy. The perfect vagina, if you will.
Mm.
And I put it like right here where it's all soft and mushy.
It's a good spot.
Sometimes I like to cut it open and get the stomach, and then I make a little slit in there, and then I just fuck the
just
shit
fuck
out of
the
that.
Shit.
Oh, man. You got to make sure, though, you don't want one with stomach acid in it, because that'll burn your dick.
Right, right.
Let me tell you a little something. Let me save you the same pain that I went through, my friend. What are bros for, right? If you're going to bro down on a corpse...
Wait, bro, if you're going to bro down on a corpse, you don't have to worry about stomach acid.
No. Well, you do. It depends how fresh.
Right.
Right.
Well, you kind of want to... I like freshies,
Juggalo says, skull fuck. You could do the Ron Decor Full Metal Jacket remix.
You could.
Rip out their eyeballs and skull fuck you.
Yes, Ted Bundy did that also, I believe.
Remember Ron Decor?
I don't.
Really?
No.
Hardcore? Oh, okay. Thursday, Douglas was indicted on two or more counts of abuse of a corpse after DNA evidence, Dieter said, showed Douglas's semen was in the bodies of two women who were killed in 91.
Well,
and
of course.
Stored at the morgue waiting autopsies.
You're not going to pull out when you're fucking a dead body.
Yeah, why would you? She's not going to get pregnant.
No, I don't have to worry about it.
Fuck it.
All right, you can actually figure out who I am from my semen.
Right.
Should have had a V8. Yep. God damn it.
That's fine to me every time because of Viola check.
So what I would just do, eight. I would just have like a big old thing of bleach with me. And then after I'm done, I just fucking
or you
douse
could,
that shit.
True.
Or you get the lighter fluid, fucking
or
need
you,
a light.
No, you
need
just
a light. Yeah.
That is a very big
that's
one.
How we
that's
roll.
Huge. We gotta put fluid in that.
Oh, we're gonna when we go to New York. That shit's coming with.
We just carry, like, get a strap, get a holster for it, and carry it.
Oh,
around,
just
like,
to
your
be
leg
like, whoa,
shit, just
to, fucking bad.
Delight, I got you right here.
You delight every one of your cigarettes with it.
Everybody get in it. Get
anyone
in
got
it.
A lighter? Oh yeah, I got one right
hey,
here.
Are
fucking
you
shit.
Cool? Are you cool?
Awesome.
Yeah. Great.
She was strangled to death October 1st, 1991, by Mark Chambers, who's now 47, in Chambers' Avondale home. Chambers originally was charged with murder, but accepted a plea bargain and was convicted of voluntary manslaughter and sent to prison for 10 to 25 years. He was paroled in 2000.
Of course.
And if we could just enact Keith's law,
right.
We wouldn't have
or
anything.
Or the boom your dead law, as I like to call it.
Fucking believable. Between us and them, man, we are changing the world.
If only they'd fucking listen.
They'll listen once we start killing motherfuckers. I'm taking it into my own hands. Tyrone Williams, 59, was charged with murder in the December 91 death of Hicks, Angela Hicks, or Angel Hicks, excuse me.
Sweet Angel.
Have you ever seen an Angel Hicks?
No, I haven't.
No.
It's not a pretty sight, my friend.
I would imagine.
He was acquitted months later at a trial. There was a question whether Hicks was killed or committed suicide. Guess you couldn't bring in, like, a psychic or something and channel that shit, because, you know, that works.
Right, that's real.
Well,
totally.
I mean, if God can be real, why can't psychics?
That's true.
True.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, psychics would be more real than
and
God.
And...
Unbelievable.
If psychics can be real and God can be real, then Satan has to be real.
Well, definitely. Well, if
so
God's
then,
real, Satan is, of course.
So then technically I can go around and kill people and just be like, I had no control. It was the devil. Booga,
actually,
booga, booga, booga.
I don't know if you know this or not, but people have done that before.
And got off.
It's totally. Well, on insanity and then went to a mental institution.
All over your face. Frankly, it's frightening. His numbers when he's talked to authorities go from 1 to 3 or 4 to a lot or maybe over 100, he said, quoting Douglas. I think it's fair to speculate.
Well, it's just like when you say,
hey, I caught a fish this big.
No, maybe it was like this big.
Right.
And there was more like that.
And there was like 150,000 of them. Is that... Like, is that the same thing when you're bragging about having sex with dead people? It's like, it was maybe 1 or 2 thousand. just kidding. It was like 10.
is that too many?
Jokes.
Right. That evidence was mostly vaginal swabs taken from the bodies during autopsies.
Gotta love them vaginal swabs.
I was just trying to collect evidence, dude. This is my vaginal swab.
Wow. Let me get that.
All right, guys. Show's all downhill from here. So
yeah, that's as good as it's going
to
get.
Camel.com/donate. Still trying to pay my mom back for our plane tickets. Quote, we'll never know how many victims there are, Dieter said, because Douglas doesn't know. It's not like we can't go in and vaginally swab all of the fucking bodies, you know? I mean, some of them don't have vaginas.
Right. Who says he fucked the vagina and
hey,
all
of
it?
Hey, an asshole's an asshole. Some of them just have dicks in the front. That's
right.
All. It's something to hold on to, right?
No.
Is that
no.
You lost me at holding on
to. You lost me at dicks to hold on to.
Yeah, that's where you lost me.
Wow. No good.
We probably won't ever know the scope of his abuse. Quote, it doesn't surprise me. Hi, Kitty. There are other victims. What's surprising is we were able to demonstrate it, Dieter said. 18 years ago, DNA was in its infancy as an investigative tool.
Hmm.
As were many of these corpses, maybe. Well,
maybe.
18? Perfect. Dieter's office contacted
them. Hey, is it still against the law to fuck a corpse that's underage? Because does it matter once they're dead?
Well, that is
necrophilia
good...
against the law anyway?
Well right, yeah, but that's,
do they tack
do you
on...
get a double? Like, yeah, do you get it for having sex with a minor
is
and
that...
a dead body?
Maybe?
Or is it...
Is that necropedophilia?
But what if...
Are you a necropedophilia?
What if...
Maybe.
You sick fuck. Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
What if the person dies underage and then is stored until they would be overage?
Okay. No, because they would be buried by then.
But
what if you dig them up?
Yeah. Well, what if it's stored long enough because it's an ongoing trial or some crap?
Well, that would take the point out. That would take all
it's
the
really
fun out of...
It's really mushy and really soft.
Do you, still
in,
get,
so.
Do you still get birthdays when you're dead? What if it was an 8-year-old, but you didn't fuck them till 10 years later? They're technically 18,
true.
But the body hasn't aged, huh?
Yeah. That is a good point.
Not
yeah.
saying I just found a loophole for anything, but, you know, just
whatever.
Want to bring that to your attention.
Just
huh?
throwing that out
no,
there.
No, don't feed the cat Skittles.
What?
It's an ass Skittle.
That's Jesus. Bad.
Oh,
why don't
that
you just give her some chocolate?
Yeah. Butt crack.
She was an idiot. She
that's why.
It.
God.
I can't
sorry.
Even read Keith's fucking shit.
Just read.
I,
continue
sorry.
On.
Okay.
God damn. Come on.
It's fair to say that they were devastated by this news, Dieter said. Quote, I feel badly for the families who are never going to know. He's totally fucking with him. He's like, I know, but I feel really bad that you don't know
yeah,
and you'll never know.
I'm just going to fuck with you the whole time.
Exactly. And when you die, I'm going to fuck you.
Yes, because you know where you're going to be? Where I work.
Where I work. In the morgue.
I'm there all the time.
Douglas, Dieter's added, told officials he remembered having sex with Range, but didn't recall Edwards or Hicks. No one ever saw this man do anything, Dieter said. The closest, he believes, was an incident in which an assistant coroner tried to get into a room with bodies and found it locked. A few minutes after the doctor knocked, Dieter said, Douglas walked out. Could you imagine? It's not what it looks like. I'm just doing a vaginal swab.
Wait, okay, it. That's what it looks like.
Yep, I was having
it
sex.
Yep,
them.
My
sorry,
penis was in that body.
I'd pay, like, an easy mill if I was rich to
oh
just
my
be,
God.
Like, sitting in the chair, just reading a book, hear the knocker, then just look up and just watch him being like, oh, fuck!
Shit!
So fucking awesome. Dieter supports a pending bill that increases the crime of abuse of a corpse, specifically having sex with a corpse, from 1 year in prison to 5 years in prison. Who the fuck cares? I would much rather have these weirdos fucking dead things than raping women that are still alive. Just give them the fucking bodies. They're dead. They're not needing them anymore.
What's it matter?
And hey, if you don't want your corpse fucked when you die, get cremated. Duh.
Ta-da.
Duh.
God. Problem solved.
I know. Fucking, it's simple mathematics, you guys. That's all. Life is just one big equation. The crime at the time of the alleged 91 incidents called for a maximum prison sentence of 18 months. Ooh. That means the charges. Ooh.
Sure, just fucking kill him, please.
I know. Either that or just let him do it. And then that's all. Because they're going to fuck something, right?
Once he gets out, he's going to...
If you're going to fuck something, I'd rather it be dead than alive. That's
right.
All.
If you're going to fuck something dead, you might as well be dead, too.
Well, that's a good point. We don't need you running around. You're not contributing
I'm not going to miss you.
Douglas was caught when he violated his probation on a previous conviction, as DNA was taken by officials and placed in a database. The database showed Douglas's DNA matched that of the semen left in Range's body. I hope, Dieter said, I never see anybody like Kenneth Douglas again. And that is it for that story.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Holy shit.
Excuse my face. What's the time, please?
Hour 30.
All right, read one more. Read one more and we'll get the fuck out.
Fuck, I don't know which story
it's
I should
late.
Do
I
here.
I gotta work in the morning.
I got two stories to choose from.
Give me the headlines, please. Get it!
This one is called Trio Swapped Kids for Bird.
Or
Man Taunts Police While on Alleged Crime Spree.
That one.
This one? Okay, this one is called Man Taunts Police While on Alleged Crime Spree. Police said a man who allegedly went on a crime spree and called to taunt them about it started out just needing a place to stay. Police say the 23-year-old man wanted help Friday night when he called 911. His roommate had kicked him out and he had nowhere to go.
Aww.
So you call the police.
Can I stay with you?
What are you calling the police for? Holy, really? Did that just happen? Cool pop-up.
Oh my god.
So his roommate kicked him out and he had nowhere to go. He said he had been drinking and he wondered if the place had any suggestions for a place he could stay. You think him drinking had anything at all to do?
Not at
anything
all.
No. With why he got
Get
kicked
the
out.
Fuck out.
No.
I wouldn't buy that for a dollar.
Oh my
That's
god.
BS.
But when they suggested a homeless shelter, the man got mad and hung
he
up.
He said, fuck that noise.
Fuck that.
I ain't that fucking hard
I ain't
up.
Homeless.
Shit.
You got kicked out, didn't you?
Right.
Then he allegedly stole a car and taunted officers chasing him by calling 911 to say they'd never catch him because he was smarter. I'm smarter than you, Coppa.
Smarter than you. And was I can see that.
Yeah, and eventually was arrested in a shed. He allegedly kicked three officers and tore up the backseat of the squad car in the process.
Aren't the backseat of squad cars plastic?
Yeah,
I
always thought
I've ever been in one, but
I was once. You know, it's very hard back there.
Well, I bet.
You would have, okay, anyway. Lieutenant Scott Jenkins said alcohol, drugs, or mental health issues may have been a factor.
Get the fuck
really?
Captain fucking obvious
no
over
way.
Here. We think
not saying it is, not
we,
saying it
we
isn't.
I think he might have been either a little nuts or a little high. We're not sure.
Either.
Or
just both.
Just yeah.
A little half and half in my coffee.
Cool. And that is it for that story.
No shit. All right, well, let me read this one real quick then, and then we'll get the fuck out. This one was
God, I
kind of
want
to
read my other one, too. It's
yeah,
short.
Well, do
I
that after
this.
Okay, let's
fucking,
do that.
I'm not getting to bed before fucking 3 this morning. It's fine. This one was sent to us by MDS, email info@thejamhole.com, or you guys can find us on StumbleUpon. If you're stumbling shit, you can send it to us. This one is called Nebraska Man Stuffs Cat Inside Bong.
Wow.
What? How do you get a cat?
Very carefully.
How big is your cat?
Or with a stick. You just
jab
fuck
that
in
fucker
there.
In there.
That fucker.
Now it's clogged.
It is Nebraska, which is where you can also drop off your children if you're done with them.
Is that still cool?
I believe so.
Are you is that cool?
As long as you live in Nebraska and they're under 19 years old, I believe it is still cool.
We haven't heard about that in a while. There was a while where the stores were flooding in.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's because it was a new thing, and people are like, you mean we can really just give you our kids when we don't want? Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Omaha, a man who tried to mellow out his cat by stuffing her into a homemade bong is facing criminal charges.
Why
really?
Don't you put it in a bag?
Give it some catnip.
We're actually trying to get weed legalized. You're
this
not
isn't helping.
Helping.
Yeah,
you're
not. No, not at all.
Fucking
not
idiot.
At all.
Now, I've had some friends, granted, that
right.
we might have thought it was kind of funny to fucking... We had this... glass dome thing that had a hole in it and you'd stick it over the cat and you'd fucking
well like anyone okay thing. Let's be honest, anyone that smoked weed and has
you've
an animal
gotten
you've gotten it high
come
once
on,
or
of course.
20 times
my cat eats mushrooms daily, that's why she's all fucking crazy. But no, it was cool because you'd do that and the cat would be all fucking high and shit, and then we'd take her cat food mm-hmm. and we'd hide where the bowl was, but we'd put like a little trail of a piece of cat food. And she would, like, go from one, and she'd eat it, and, like, ooh, a piece of candy. Ooh, a piece of candy.
Ooh, piece of cat food.
Like,
ooh, piece of cat
we'd go around the whole fucking house, up the stairs, and then around, and then down. And,
nice.
Like, she
just
would go, like, Pac-Man. Just, totally, just chowing that shit down. It was so fun.
That's great.
Yeah, and then she got hit by a car. So,
was she high at the time?
Probably. They really, dude, my cat is so hyper. I'm going to get it high. and that'll chill her out.
Actually, catnip would fix that.
I used
that
to
is
get,
like the weed for cats.
I used to get this cat high a little bit. She would just get way hyper.
Oh, way and, like, more. Yeah,
teleport and shit.
She
like,
teleports anyway. She's
I know,
fucking
but
ninja.
That's what I'm saying. She couldn't control right. that jumping ability.
Yeah,
when she
totally
got
lose control of her powers.
It was fucked. Completely fucked. A man who tried to mellow out his cat by stuffing her into a homemade bong is facing criminal charges and cat calls.
Oh my god.
That's not funny.
Oh no. My god. I wish I could get paid to write just awful, awful puns for the paper. From animal lovers, authorities cited a 20-year-old man on suspicion of animal cruelty Sunday after
suspicion.
Can we just
what's
say,
cruel about getting them high?
That's not really animal cruel. Well, I guess it depends how big the bong.
Right.
Like,
how, yeah. Well, right. It kind of suffocated in
how'd
there,
how'd you
though?
Get her in there? Well, yeah. A broomstick and some Vaseline.
Here's the trick.
I don't know. She mellowed. She didn't move afterwards. Animal cruelty Sunday after catching him smoking weed from a contraption that had a cat stuffed inside its 12-inch by 6-inch base. So this is,
it's homemade bong.
You've
okay.
seen a water bong.
Right.
This is a pussy bong. You put cat in it and it percolates. The cat actually filters.
It percolates.
There it was. I knew it was there somewhere. Fuck yeah. The man told Lancaster County Sheriff's. Oh man, that's fantastic. I like how you just bring that caliber every fucking Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Thank you.
Like nonstop. The man told Lancaster County Sheriff's deputies a 6-month-old female named Shadow had been hyper and that he was trying to calm her down. Maybe because she's a 6-month-old cat?
Kitten, yeah.
Remember when we got Kitty?
Oh my fuck.
She
dude.
Was like on the ceiling.
Like rodeo flips off the wall, fucking yeah, yeah. Throwing ninja
quadruple
stars.
Backflips.
I know,
fucking
dude. Just
crazy.
Nuts. I had to give her some special K to just fucking zonk that shit out.
And we even did get her high. And
I know.
Don't do
does
it.
Does not work.
Doesn't.
The cat was taken to the Capital Humane Society where she appeared to be in good condition. It's weed! No shit!
Of course the cat's fine.
Oh my god, the cat's dead. Really?
Cat's a little slower than usual, but it's alive
so
and well.
Dumb. People are dumb. I'm so sick of people. Quote, what the human mind doesn't invent, huh? Downey said. Deputies discovered the cat trapped in the device after responding to a domestic disturbance call, of course,
yep.
At a residence the suspect shares with his grandfather.
That's the only way that you would get caught doing that.
I know, unless
how
you're outside
you?
Like, hey,
check out my kitty in my bong.
Look at the cat.
I'll show us your tits. All right. Deputies resolved the dispute and left the house, but they returned minutes later after discovering there was an arrest warrant on the suspect for possession of drug paraphernalia.
Really?
Wow, dude.
That's all you get him on, though. Animal abuse and drug paraphernalia? That's
right,
it.
But should you be fucking doing... Should you be having domestic disputes if you know you have a warrant?
Yeah, true.
You're a fucking idiot, and I guarantee he was fucking drunk at the time. I guarantee it. Upon re-entering the house, Stebbing said, deputies saw the suspect smoking weed through a piece of garden hose attached to the duct tape plastic glass box in which the cat had been stuffed.
Wow.
Really? Like, the cops just left, and you're like, okay, coast is clear.
Okay.
Oh, fuck, you got me.
They checked me.
Oh, my God.
You fucking deserve that shit. You're a fucking idiot. The suspect, quote, this cat was just dazed and confused.
Tit-Nazi says, wait, before we get into this argument, let me take the cat out of the bong.
No shit. He's getting hauled away, and the cat's like,
one second.
Let me out.
Oh, fuck.
I just wanted to get the cat high.
I just pooped.
All.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
She was on the front seat of the cop car, wrapped in a blanket, and never moved all the way to the Humane Society. You totally just blew her buzz, dude. The suspect was cited for misdemeanor animal cruelty and taken to the Lancaster County Jail on the arrest warrant. He was released after paying a $400 fine. Now, he faces new charges for possession of marijuana and paraphernalia stemming from Sunday. Stebbing said the animal cruelty charge could be raised to a felony if the cat dies or is found to have suffered injury. It's a good thing that weed, there's no possible fucking way, I don't care how much weed that cat smoked, that it's gonna fucking die from it. Right, it's impossible. It's a physical impossibility for me to have grabbed your ass from here. All right. Thank you.
Oh, Danny my God.
Said test would be done.
That was awesome. Did I get that? I don't think anyone else got that
the
one
big
either.
Bucks. Hey, oh we God. Got it, and that's all that matters. That, I'm just here to make y'all
I salute
laugh.
You.
Fucking A. You buddy Christ up yes. there.
You didn't know, but you were thinking about it.
I was. Danny said tests would be done to determine whether the cat suffered lung damage. To the eye, the cat looks okay, he said. You know, to the naked eye, pussy always looks okay. You gotta really get up in it to know for sure. Quote, it cowers in the back of its cage like it's a little bit afraid, but obviously, given the way it's been treated, that's not surprising to me at all. Blah, 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 blah. That's it for that story.
Cool.
All right, read one more real quick and we'll get the fuck out.
All right, this is a quick one. I just want all you to know that this actually happened. Like,
isn't that amazing?
Like, in the
this,
world
yeah,
we live in, this actually happened.
This happened.
Right. It's
just, okay. This one is called Trio Swapped Kids for Bird.
Pardon?
Trio Swapped
right,
Kids.
Right, three people.
Three swapped kids, as in more than
like,
one.
Right, children.
For a bird, as in the animal that flies with
as
the wings.
In the word.
Right, have you heard?
Well, who wouldn't try a kid for a bird?
Now, I'm trying to make it a point to make that joke at least once an episode.
At least.
At least.
Until episode 300.
That was twice today. Right.
That was. Wow. And we got to break into song at least once.
Oh, at least.
At least. All right.
Guess what? You know what I introduced her to last night?
Hmm.
Say my dick.
What?
No. Oh, my God. You remember Richard Cheese?
Yeah, Dick Cheese.
The lounge guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lounge against the machine.
She's like, oh, my
guy.
God, what
like,
is
awesome.
The fuck I've been just stealing once. Why not? That, I love that shit. Okay.
Come on, get up and down
I just wanted
with
to,
the sickness.
I just wanted to mention
that's my
that.
Favorite one.
We have another follower on Twitter.
Sweet.
Cool.
Everyone's following
and
us.
And another subscriber on YouTube.
All right.
So
thanks.
Suck it, bitches.
Jesus.
Suck it, NLO.
So anyway.
Bag it.
Fuck. Speaking of NLO, need more cowbell.
We got more cowbell.
We got plenty of cowbell. Okay, a trio of Louisiana nitwits agreed to swap two young children for a $1,500 cockatoo and
$175.
For 15,000.
Wait, two cocks?
For a $15,000 bag of cocks and $175. A whole bag of dicks. Okay?
What kind of dicks? I'm just curious.
Were, did they have a wicked left hook?
Oh, fuck.
I like those ones.
I bet you
do. Should see me bowl.
That was good. Okay. The deranged exchange was hatched after Donna Greenwell, a 51-year-old trucker, learned that the bird was being offered for sale by Randy Romero, 27, and Paul Romero, 46. According to Evangeline Parish Sheriff's Office.
Send it out, Broseph.
Investigators Brandy Romero told police that Grandma contacted
folks.
Her and said that while she could not afford the cockatoo's price tag,
the
bag of cocks price
the bag
tag,
of cocks, yes.
She did have children to trade. She got her children to trade in a bid to sell the bird. The Romeros posted in a flyer at a barn where Greenwell spotted the notice, which included a photo of the bag of dicks.
Right.
Investigators have determined that Greenwell is not the mother of the child, a 4-year-old girl and a 5-year-old boy.
Like, I just found this.
Yeah, hey, I just... They
I've
were,
been
they
looking
look
for a huge bag of dicks. So.
Yeah, I needed a bag of dicks, and
it
there it was.
Out.
What do you know? It appears as if the children, whose mother is a criminal fugitive, have resided with various families over the past several years and have spent the past year in custody of Greenwell, a convicted pedophile with a lengthy rap sheet.
No. A pedophile?
A convicted pedophile.
Well,
no
I mean, who else would you want to trade children to?
For fuck.
I mean, at least you know they're
no,
going
to
do
No, that's the one trading the children.
Really?
For the bag of dicks.
Well, that makes sense.
I guess.
I
guess.
Mean, you can only...
If you're a pedophile, what do you want a bag of dicks for?
Well, I mean, the kids grow up eventually.
Right.
A bag of dicks always is going to be just a bag of dicks.
Right, you always got your bag... But they're not going to be kids forever.
Well, that's true.
Right. Okay, so, I totally lost my spot. Go ahead
drink?
And drink. Greenwell and the Romeros, pictured below in the photos released by Evangeline Sheriff, have each been charged with aggravated kidnapping, The children swapped for the bird are now living with a temporary foster family, according to the investigator.
Hey, how's that? How's foster care
working? Oh, fucking
out for
awesome.
You? How's life? How's your.
Keith Dupree, who added that the cockatoo was recovered from Greenwell's home where two other birds reside, when confronted by deputies, Greenwell denied trading the children for the bird.
Are we talking birds like chicks, like women in Britain?
No,
like,
a cockatoo.
Hey, okay, like actual.
Like, yeah.
Word. The word.
Like, the word.
Got it. Okay.
Bird.
Right.
Which she claimed was simply given to her by the Romeros. And that is it for that story.
I just gave them to them. There was no trade.
There was no trade.
I was just like, here.
Like, hey, do you want those kids anymore?
Hey,
no, why? You want them?
From me to you, bro. From me to you. I want you to have this.
Yeah. I'm done with these.
Oh, fuck. So is that it for that story?
That is fucking it.
Are we fucking good? What's the time?
Time
holy to get ill.
Fuck, it's time.
All right,
as Ill Bill
it's time for me to go to fucking
an hour fitty, my man.
All right, well, if we made you guys laugh at least once, jamhole.com/donate. We're trying to get to April in Keith and the Girl. We're trying to go to the Keith and the Girl show in April.
That's what.
In New York. Fuck me. Jamhole.com/Twitter/MySpace/YouTube/Pics/Cunt/Fuck.
Whatever the fuck.
Fucking A. We'll be back Wednesday night. Probably around Wednesday's our early
that's
show.
And David said he wanted to be on the show
well,
on Wednesday.
Well,
yeah,
fucking A.
And
then
I probably
David,
won't be able to be here.
Right. He's actually going to come with us to New York.
Yes.
So, yeah. Should be fun. Well, Keith says he's lying about some of those slashes. Trust me. Do you know which ones, though? I don't think so.
For you to figure out.
Also, real quick, I always forget to mention this, but every all the show notes we fucking post on Dig and Reddit. So, I don't know. If you guys have Dig accounts or Reddit accounts, definitely check those out and click the up button and the Dig button. And that'll make the shit go up higher. More people will see
it. Oh, and fucking A, it's a new goddamn month.
Oh, thejamhole.com/vote. That's a real one.
Yeah.
Bitches.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Go
and cunt/cunt should be a real one.
It's going to be after tonight just because he said something. It's going to be a picture of his dickhole.
Nice.
Got it. All right. Yeah, thank you guys so much for joining us. 406-204-4687. Leave us a message for a Wednesday night show. Email info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com. Find everything else there. We will talk to you Wednesday night.
I probably won't be back till Friday.
That's fine.
I'll something miss like you. That.
Then I'm
I'll
not
miss
talking
you too.
About you. I'll miss fucking you before the show. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.